I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's funny that the picture they show of this in the ads is of a kid dragging their dad to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at the Disney theme park.
Oh.
I think it's going to be the other way around.
Sure,
the dad will be dragging the kid.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
be like, what the hell is this place?
Yeah. Exactly. Because I'm going to be like, hey, Rowan, guess what? We're going to Star Wars land. And he's going to be like, oh, Jesus Christ, Dad. You're such a loser.
Leave Rowan at home and take me.
Like, honestly, I will.
I'll pretend to be your son.
Yeah, you can go and appreciate it.
He hates all that stuff.
Yeah.
He hates all of it. My only hope is Stella. And she doesn't like it that much.
That's so sad.
I know. It's my lot in life.
Galaxy's Edge, they just announced the opening date. It's going to open at Disneyland in California, May 31st. Going to open at Walt Disney World in Florida, August 29th. Now, it's going to be so popular, you actually have to make a reservation. It doesn't cost you anything. I mean, you still have to pay your way into the park, right?
But, like, they know
but
that it's going to be jammed.
Yeah. There's a no-cost reservation you have to make in order to be able to access it, at least for the first month or so. And the ride won't be open yet. So you're just basically visiting the shops and the restaurants. And
the ride? There's only one
ride?
It said the Rise of the Resistance. Is there two?
I was hoping there's like a bunch of rides.
Oh, it will have two. It will have two. In Smuggler's Run, you'll be in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Ooh.
In Rise of the Resistance, you're in the middle of the battle between the Resistance and the First Order. So there is two rides, but one of them won't be open yet.
Dave, you might know this. There's a ride, and I can't remember what it's called, but you, like, sit in this row of chairs, and there's, like, a bunch of you, like, 30 of you at the same time, and it lifts you up way off the ground, and it's, like, a gigantic screen.
Oh, Soarin'.
Is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
Soarin'. That's what I hope the Millennium Falcon ride is like.
I don't think it is. The images I saw, you're sitting in the seats inside the Millennium Falcon. Like, you each have a role. There's a pilot. There's a co-pilot. You all have duties in this ride, I think, from the preview image I saw.
Huh. That's interesting.
It is.
I wondered how they were going to do it. I would want it to be as impressive as possible.
Yeah, but what if you get paired up with people who don't want to do their duties on the ride?
I think then the machine will just take over.
Do you imagine, like, a dad yelling at his kids, like, God damn it, make sure you
roll it in that goddamn hyperspace! Don't you sit there with your arms crossed, you're Chewbacca, for God's sake! You're Chewbacca, for God's sakes! I'm gonna put us into light speed, but I can't do it if you don't put your hand on it and we do it at the same time, you little son of a bitch! I brought you all the way here to Florida! You're goddamn Chewbacca right now!
She's fine, Dad.
All right. Let's get ready, Chewie. We gotta punch it. And you're Chewie. If you haven't figured it out yet, you're Chewie. You have to hit your two handles at the precise time that I hit my two handles, and we'll go into light speed. If not, this whole mission is a failure. I'd be dead serious.
Poor Rowan, what pressure.
Come on, Dad, this is supposed to be
fun. Stella, I'm sorry, Stella. I should have made you Chewbacca. I'm sorry that you are Princess Leia. I should have made Rowan Princess Leia. We could have just sat in the background and looked pretty, and you would have been Chewbacca. Way better Chewbacca than him.
Oh, man.
The pictures look pretty cool, Chuck. I mean, as a giant Star Wars fan,
it seems like they have done a pretty good job at recreating.
Like, are those real?
Those are real.
It's hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah, those are just the artist renderings of the actual places that are going to open up.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it looks really cool. They give you, like, robes and stuff to wear, don't they?
This is the thing, and really
what... No, that's at the hotel that they're building, Star Wars Hotel.
To me, though, if I was...
I know this is the nerdiest thing anyone's ever said.
Uh-oh.
If I was going to go to this place, like, say I was going to go... Say I was going to go just by myself, I would go in full something.
Well, yes. You'd dress up?
I'd cosplay. I'd walk around. I don't know if they'd let you do it.
Sure, I don't know, because you might blend in with their staff. They wouldn't want anyone thinking you
How funny
there,
would that
right?
be? You get mistaken. What if your costumes look better than some of the people that
Dude,
work
that's
there?
That's pretty embarrassing.
There's no chance, right? How good are these Boba Fett's going to look?
Oh, man. I love the idea of cosplaying at the Star Wars land.
Like, but then he's turned away because he wore a costume?
That's pretty embarrassing.
Saddest day to
pack your costume. And then you've got to go back and change.
We're sorry, sir. It's time for you to leave.
Got to make sure before you go.
Got a report of a chubby Boba Fett right around the Millennium Falcon area.
God damn it! Yes, I'm a bit chubby to be Boba Fett.
Sir, we need you to come with us. Remove your helmet.
My kids are here.
No disintegrations.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then you're like, you're put in Disney jail.
No difference.
Jesus Christ, this infernal song. Quiet down in there, chubby Boba. Turn off this music.
Do you want your helmet back at any point?
Yes, I do.
All right, well,
can't lose my helmet.
I'm sorry, kids.
Your dad has been arrested for just dressing up.
Oh, yeah, Chuck, you better look at the rules before you go to make sure you're allowed to wear costumes.
I'm telling you, because initially when me and James heard about this, they said that basically they'd give you almost like a Jedi. It was like you'd have a persona or something.
Yeah.
And you would be acting out the persona the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, they realized that it was going to be like this.
Yeah. So, someone just came back from Disney World, and they said, they told them it's kind of like the Mission Space ride, that you can actually fail the ride. It is going to be Disney's most interactive ride ever. So, yes, your kid could make you lose your mission.
So embarrassing.
On the Millennium Falcon.
This is the castle run we're talking about!
I'm going to freak out if somebody doesn't participate the way they're supposed to on my ride.
I would never go on that ride with you guys. Could you imagine?
Oh, it would be taken so seriously.
Do you know how serious, if me, Chuck, and James got on that thing, we would take it? We would have a flawless ride, I
bet. Oh, my God.
Lisa,
though, I would go. I really do want us to go together, because I think it would be the greatest thing ever. How serious they all would take it, I'd be dying.
I just wonder if they're actually let Boba Fett on the Millennium Falcon, because technically it probably shouldn't be allowed on.
I just keep imagining, like, we dragged Lisa there, and then she's got, like, the buns on the side of her head, like Princess Leia.
Yes, please.
I would look miserable, too.
Yeah, just like...
That would be the worst trip.
Do they have gin in space?
They do.
You gave me a gin and tonic on that thing.
Yeah, we didn't get Lisa.
I'd be like, this is great.
I love space.
Okay, the space ride that they're talking about that's interactive, is that the one there's two versions of? Like, one of them is, like, the easy version, and then one of them puts you in, like, a high G?
Yes.
Did you ever do the high G one?
I did, yeah.
Oh, God, I was too afraid, because I thought I'd get sick and be sick for the rest of the day.
That stuff doesn't bother me, but my kid almost puked.
So it is intense, huh?
It's a good thing you didn't go on that. I bet you would have got sick.
I knew 100%, because even the one that's, like, just easy peasy, it clearly goes around in a circle fast enough to, like, push you back in your chair. But I think there's one that's like, okay, we're going to go to 3Gs and let them know what it would feel like.
Jane's in Dearborn Heights and has a comment. Hey, Jane.
Hey, Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Absolutely love you guys. So, Disney theme parks, you can't actually dress as any of the characters, or they will turn you away. People have found their way around this by altering the characters' appearance.
Creating my own character.
Basically, so, like, if someone's trying to go as Snow White, they'll style their hair the same, but they'll wear, like, a blue t-shirt and yellow shorts with red shoes kind of stuff.
Oh, so you can be, like, a pedestrian Boba Fett. You can be, like, a human version of Boba Fett or something, but you can't
actually. Yeah, I'm not doing that, though. Like,
I'm not Snow White. I am Sleep Gray.
Exactly, but that's the thing. Like, I would just be, sorry, I'm just the Mandalorian.
I'm just a Mandalorian.
I'm just a Mandalorian.
Easy word.
Let me in.
The Clone Wars were a big old time.
Well, if we do go, one, if you go with your kids, God bless them, and two, if we all go together, I can't wait
to see
your
face line up. I'll be honest, I won't bring someone that's going to embarrass me on the Millennium Falcon ride.
Count on me to be your co-pilot.
I am not, like, if I went on the Millennium Falcon ride and failed...
That'd be amazing for us.
I would be furious.
Yeah, I'd be mad too.
Could you imagine too, like, it's three of us or four of us or whatever, and it's one person's fault?
Oh, that would suck.
It would be, if I went, it would be my fault.
Right.
And if I go, it'll be my fault.
Yeah.
Pay attention, Lisa! You gotta push the button at the right time! Lisa! Don't you even care, Lisa?
No,
Lisa, the hyperdrive is down!
I don't care.
Lisa, the hyperdrive is down, and if you do not go over to that panel and put the wires together, we're gonna fail, goddammit!
Just sitting there with my arms crossed.
Yeah.
What this a fun trip, Elise. What a fun trip.
You're embarrassing us. What an embarrassment this is.
James, we're going to fail. We
got to take our picture and put us on the screen as losers. We failed the castle run, Lisa.
Imagine the photo of us just losing our minds as Lisa's just sipping on a gin and tonic and won't fix the hyperdrive.
You're not even putting a beverage in here, Lisa. What are you doing?
How did you get a drink in here?
Oh my goodness.
There's no drinking and flying in space.
No gravity.
Need a drink for sure.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We have debated over the past week HOAs, Household Owner Associations.
Homeowners
Association. Yeah. And whether or not they're great. And a lot of the stuff that came in was negative. The people said they're too controlling and they were a pain in the ass. This story, though, highlights why you might actually appreciate it, because a dude in Texas moved in. There's no HOA there. Mm-hmm. And he painted his entire house Pepto-Bismol pink.
Damn.
That's the way I like it. Say something to me. It's Texas. I will shoot you in your mouth.
That's right.
I swear to God.
I'll give you a heads up. This is an interesting fella.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the story of what this guy did from KEYE TV. Let's take a listen.
Oh, snap.
Won't work. Every time I go to load a video, it tells me. Yeah, there we go. We
listen. In Pflugerville's Mountain Creek subdivision.
So it's just my favorite color.
Spring flowers aren't the only thing that is pink.
No HOA. No HOA. I pre-planned specifically because of that reason. So when people get mad, I explain. I'm like, there's no HOA here.
Emilio Rodriguez bought this home in November.
Just stop.
It looked like
just
this.
Stop. Just everyone gather themselves.
It is pause.
Pause
it.
I'm going home.
I'm going with you.
Bye, guys.
Pause.
I don't even know what to say, but we have to pause because I need a minute.
I need a minute also.
So number one. The house is pink from top to bottom, and somehow he found pink roof shingles. Like, every part of the house.
Honestly, I think he just painted over everything, guys.
You had to pay somebody to paint.
Yeah,
he didn't do any of the painting.
It actually is a nice job. It's fully painted. There isn't a stitch of it not
the
painted.
What am I looking at here?
This gentleman is...
him? You mean him? You mean
all
in him?
Of it. Yeah. There's the house. That's one thing, okay?
He has what looks like a bird leg.
It's unfortunate.
He's a very eccentric bird leg man.
By the way, he is proud to show off.
Yeah.
It looks like he's got a tattoo.
He does.
It's bird-like, though.
Because
he has one leg, and it is bird-like.
It is bird-like.
It's unfortunate. And
can he move
some
it?
Stuff.
Can he move it?
Well, it swings off to the side. I'm not sure.
It looks like he's got a grip on that little pad.
It does, doesn't it? I don't know if he's just jammed it there or if it's...
We're going to have to tweet this out to you guys. You guys need to see this because you won't believe everything in this story. You got to see it for yourself. I gave you a heads up that there was something funky here.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to what is all that in the...
The man's got a collection. He's got flamingos. Birds. And he's got a lot of yard frogs. Animal statues.
Accessories.
Okay, so just so you know, too, his wheelchair, the spokes are hot pink.
Yep.
He's got a dresser in the background. It looks like he's changing everything he has to hot pink.
He's just about to show you he's got an entire, his chest is done with a hot pink tattoo.
Oh.
Okay, so twitter.com/DaveandChuck. Twitter.com/DaveandChuck, so you can see this for yourself. So let's go back a bit here.
Yeah, go back. This
story. I'm like, there's no HOA here.
Oh, Emilio Rodriguez bought this home in November. It looked like this.
Just my favorite color. I got it tattooed on my body, on my neck.
But now the walls are pink, the gutters are pink.
And I did the back first, the whole back of the house. Then I did the whole house.
The roof is pink. Rodriguez says it's his dream home.
I love this house, and I don't know why people don't like it. A lot love it, but
after a car accident and years of health problems left him in a wheelchair, Rodriguez says the pink house is part of the Keep Austin Weird vibe.
That's what people are saying. They're like, why are people so freaked out? Have they never been to Austin?
Even in the suburbs, neighbors who disagree may only have one remedy.
What's the remedy?
That was a cliffhanger.
Well, my God, were they going to kill him?
So I didn't realize it was in Austin. That makes
tune
more
in next
sense.
Week.
When they remedy. Kill him.
Yeah. Are they, was it, were they trying to make a joke on Pepto-Bismol?
I don't know.
Being like the remedy?
I mean, I would contact the city and report him. I mean, that house.
Could you imagine, like, the guy
be
that's...
his neighbor. I could not do that. Look
let's go
that
get this guy. And then they, like, march down there, and they knock on the door, and they're like, come out here, show you
something. And then kicks him with his bird leg.
Little bird leg? You sent us to a little bird leg man's house?
We can't do anything to little bird man.
We can't yell
at him. That's why. Yes, that's probably why.
He's got a pink chest.
No, he planned this. He was like, where can I go where there's no bylaws?
He says that he looked for a place with no HOAs.
And he found it.
Yeah, but just because there's no homeowners association, the city
could still have regulations. Right. And we had stories like that before. Cities, townships, they do have bylaws that you can't do certain things.
That's there was a house near me that did a lime green.
The whole house, or
whole section of the house, not the full entire house, but a very large outdoor section of it. Terrible color. But they're on like a big road. It's not really like a neighborhood,
right. But
like along this big road are like rows of houses, and they always put on crazy displays for all of the holidays and all that stuff. And during normal times, the house is in an insane color. So
I was at his bird leg. Kind of looks like a flamingo. Maybe that's why he loves pink.
They might call him flamingo. Wonder if that's he his does nickname. Have that's what I would call him.
He's got flamingos everywhere.
That's pretty shocking.
He does have flamingos everywhere.
Flamingos,
frogs. He's everything.
Yeah, he does.
He has the entire garden center of a Home Depot in his front yard.
Yes, he does. And
or more like the
every
I don't
single
know.
Knickknack you can buy there.
So the other, what's crazy about it is he has a fully fenced in front yard. He has a giant 6-foot privacy fence up around his whole place, and I wonder if it's to hide all this stuff.
So do you think he's gonna complain?
Do you think he's just about to paint all this stuff pink?
Oh, maybe he is. Maybe this is just in the prep stages.
Wow. Because if you look in his garage, it looks like he's painting stuff pink.
It was such a nice house before.
It was a beautiful place.
Yeah. Even if it's the whole house. I mean,
it's still not. You can tell it's a nice house.
You're not supposed to paint stone.
What do you think's going on in there?
One can only imagine.
It's all pink in there too. Everything. Pink carpet, pink walls. I bet.
Haven't they proven that pink drives you mental?
It's all pink.
Haven't they proven that pink drives you a little mental?
Or there was a study done, something like that.
Or is it calm? Does it calm prisoners or something like that? Didn't that chef
Chef Joe? Yeah, he'd make the inmates that would work and dress up in pink jumpsuits.
But I thought that was more about like shaming them.
I think that was more to embarrass them. His own ass man in a pink jumpsuit.
Yeah,
Sheriff Joe.
Okay, for many, many years, you ask people what their biggest fear is. A lot of people said being buried alive.
It's not fun.
It's near the top of the list all the time when they ask people, you know, the worst way to die or biggest fear. It just happened to a dude.
No.
But thankfully, he was rescued from the grave after being mistakenly buried alive.
Where was this?
Peru.
Oh.
Caretaker at a cemetery in Peru got the shock of his life when he heard screams coming from one of the graves. After hearing the noise, the freaked out man called the cops.
The tomb in question was opened, and indeed, they found a live man inside.
Every once in a while, you're not dead, but everyone thinks you are.
Yeah. It happens a lot in foreign countries.
Yeah.
I like that. Policia!
Don't pass out in a foreign land. Die.
Do not.
Yeah, pass out.
Gotta report a zombie.
He's a date.
He's a zombie.
Video of the rescue shows the unnamed man being pulled out.
Oh, he is in a tomb, guys.
Yes, he's been entombed.
Come on out, Mr. Main.
Aren't you a zombie?
So he started yelling?
Did you know biting?
Yes. That's how the caretaker knew something was up. They heard screams coming from one of the tombs.
Okay, no biting now.
Now listen, if you are a zombie, you gotta tell us, okay?
He's clearly shaken. He's weeping at some points. He's barely able to move.
How long was he in there before someone noticed?
They have no idea. They haven't been able to talk to him yet to figure it out.
At least he was in a tomb.
Yeah, he wasn't in the ground.
He wasn't in the ground. And he'd forget it.
Could you imagine you're in the ground and you stick a hand up and somebody sees that?
Oh, my Lord.
That's it. I mean, that's it. I chop your hand right off.
Dude.
I go get a lawnmower. I'm telling you, dude. Oh, he's a bit sore, guys.
Well, yeah, he's buried alive.
How many days? How long?
They don't know
they
yet.
They don't know.
They haven't been able to
do we know
it out.
Anything about this guy? How old he was? How anything? We don't know anything because it's Peru.
They don't have any details.
It just I know they uploaded people, yesterday.
I've always heard stories about like in other countries, like they make a mistake, some doctor declares somebody dead, and then people wake up in morgues, but never get to the burial part of it.
Waking up in a morgue.
Part of me was fun. Part of me is like, did this guy do something to somebody? They're like,
buried him on purpose.
Put him in there.
People are going to think he's a zombie and kill him. He tried to get out of here.
That's nuts.
He's got a very sore arms and legs.
Don't you try and bite me, zombie.
Listen, we're going to save you, but no biting. You got it, zombie?
Does my brain seem a delicious to you?
Does it?
And you tell us if it does. The slightest bit of delicious.
Nightmare come true, though.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A mom in the United Kingdom noticed that a discount store was selling kids' toys right next to sex toys.
Oops.
Whoa. Discount.
And the name of the store? Poundland.
Oh, wow.
So it's there like Dollar General, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A pound is a dollar there, and that's what it is. Can you get dildos and vibrators at the dollar store?
Lisa, we're taking you to Poundland.
Poundland. I got a new name for my bedroom.
Welcome to Poundland.
You can buy the sign.
The lights light up.
Poundland.
The neon lights. Poundland.
Poundland.
Formerly Regretville.
Way better name.
Under new management. Under new management. Have you ever seen any sex
toys? I've never
aids?
Seen any sex toys there, no. But, I mean, you could buy condoms and lube and stuff I've seen at the dollar store. I think it all depends on whatever vendors are clearancing out stuff that they can't move on their own shelves to make room for new product.
Well, America's a lot more conservative a place, too.
Yeah, so. For sure. Yeah. And this is one of those pound towns that are pound land.
Pound town. Pound town, even better.
Pound town.
The competition of pound land.
Pound town, bitches.
You know they wanted to call themselves pound town.
Yeah.
You know it, but they were like, someone was like, dude, you can't call.
You know what that means.
Yeah.
Pound land. Fine. It's pound land.
Pound land.
So it's one of those places, and I forget which one does it here. It's everything's not a dollar. People, things can be a couple of bucks.
That's Family Dollar.
That's Family Dollar. Okay. So they have these, I guess they're 3 pounds. They're called Nookie. It's actually quite a deal if it actually works. It's one of those ones with the wee rabbit on it.
I feel like it's not going to last for very long, but who knows? I don't know. I know nothing about the old Nookie.
It's the Bonkin' Bunny vibrator, but it was on the shelf with all the kids' toys.
Yeah.
So either there was an idiot that worked there.
Yeah, didn't care.
Or they just don't care in Pound Town.
Yeah.
Poundland.
These kids' toys are getting so weird.
Yeah. It's like a rabbit with a
it
big
looks
long
like,
nose.
Like a dildo, a little bit like a vibrator. But I don't know.
The mom, though, has slammed this discount store, Poundland, for selling vibrators in the same shelves as children's toys. Dozens of Bonkin' Bunny vibrators were stacked between Slinkies, Finding Nemo bath towels, and candy-themed candles
at the store. That is an odd place for them.
Yeah.
A 52-year-old woman said the toys were positioned right next to the checkouts, too. She said, I was amused at first, but then I really found it annoying. It's not something you want to see at eye level when you're out shopping with your kids. A lot of families in the area. I wouldn't want my child asking, Mommy, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Someone was like, little Timmy, go stock the shelves.
Yeah.
And Timmy's...
He's like, I did my best.
He's not... Yeah.
Poundland has not responded to comments for statements. Mm. No comment from Poundland.
I'm the spokesperson for Poundland.
Is there a store called Poundtown?
Well, if there's Poundland, Poundtown store. Oh, I don't know. It sounds like there is. Yeah. Oh, no, maybe not. Someone says there should be one. There's Poundtown. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's from where I was born. In
Dave was born in Poundtown.
Conceived.
Yeah, Poundtown's in the place I was born. That's where I was born in Donaghadee.
Donaghadee.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
It's the original Pound Shop.
Yeah. Poundtown.
Wow.
People seem to like it. They gave it pretty good reviews.
Everybody likes Poundtown.
Who doesn't like Poundtown?
Can't believe Dave has roots in Poundtown.
He really does. I can see
it. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
I'm a Poundtown native.
Yeah. Where were you born? Poundtown.
Just how long has Poundtown been around? Because wouldn't it be weird to know that your parents have been to Poundtown?
Well, obviously, if you're here, you know your parents.
My parents have been to Poundtown.
Your parents have definitely been to Poundtown. Look at the stuff you can get there, like a cheap broom.
Oh, there's like a fake Mickey
umbrella.
Mouse.
You can get a Winnie the Pooh.
Discount
toilet paper.
Balloon, it looks like.
Oh, he has an inflatable Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waddy the Pea.
That's so funny that that's in Donaghadee. It's a lovely wee seaside town, by the way, if you're ever in Ireland.
Huh.
But I cannot vouch for Poundtown. I've never been there.
We're going to Poundtown.
So when next time you go.
When your dad When your dad goes, he goes to Poundtown? Like, he goes to that place?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to get him to get a picture if he goes this year. He's got. Like, you got to stop by Poundtown and get a picture for our website.
100%.
I'd get that like on Facebook.
Oh, amazing.
It may be a retweet.
All right. So, well, speaking of the United Kingdom and pornographic things, the UK is making it harder for kids to watch online pornography by making people verify their age using a credit card, license, or passport.
Yeah. Man, I hated this crap when it started.
Early next month, they say X-rated sites like Pornhub and YouPorn will be required to obtain information from residents before they can view smut by using an online age verification system, or they'll have to buy a special ID card. When a user first visits a site protected by Age ID, a landing page will appear with a prompt for the user to verify their age before they can access. And it's not just, I was born, you can just pick a year. You actually have to have ID that you can enter in that will verify the age you're claiming to be.
Yeah, I don't
people will like doing that.
They're not going to. The only thing I like about it is that you can get a card that is not attached
card?
To anything. Yeah,
you gotta get a porn card.
Well, it's like at least a. Well, I like it for to keep
Chuck
kids
the
off.
Porn
of it.
Well, yeah, okay, for kids,
I like
but
that
as an
idea.
Adult,
no,
like,
because there are other things
I
online.
I got my porn card here. Let me get that out.
And I'm trying to.
There's my porn card.
There are things online I've run into where it like asks you to like age verify or whatever, and. Anytime I've ever, even on legitimate things, I'm like, anytime I have to like verify myself, I'm not doing it. I'm not tying anything into anything. Yeah. However, if there was something like your Poundtown card and it showed that you were of age and it wasn't hard to sign up for and it wasn't linked to anything.
But for privacy issues. As for adults.
I know, but just newsflash to everybody, everything you do online is not private.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Unless you're hiding actively. And if you're hiding actively, then...
What they say about this special ID, though, is that you can get it from a retail outlet, and then they'll make sure they'll verify your age on the ID. They give you this card, but this, you don't have to register an email address or anything.
Right.
You just register this card you've been given that verifies you're of a certain age.
Right. So you go into, Target.
Yeah.
It's one of the cards there. You're like, hey, I want to buy one of these. They're like, ah, porn, huh? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you got to go in and buy
it. You got to buy it.
No
and
way. No,
but then they check your card and they're like, okay, yeah. Or they check your ID.
People don't even want to go buy condoms and things, and, you know, in the store. They're like, go can we get card. My porn card, please.
Yeah. I had a very awkward thing happen to me 2 days ago. Where, speaking of buying,
getting
like,
very serious.
Buying condoms. Right. Well, because, okay.
His voice went down.
My voice is almost gone from screaming about Star Wars. But, you know, so I was inside like CVS. I'm wandering around and I'm there. I was there because it was gum day for Stella. However, also Stella's been feeling sick. So I had to get some like children's Advil or something. I don't know where anything is in the store. I'm walking up and down the aisles. Someone walks by me and they do one of the telltale.
Check the freak.
Right. Okay. So I could tell they wanted to have a conversation about it. I could tell they were. So I like moved and I'm like just sort of standing in like a plate. Like I'm just standing like.
Oh, no, you're in front of the naughty
and
aisle.
And then I looked behind me and realized, yes, I was in the naughty aisle. I was in the naughty aisle.
Just in the naughty aisle.
And I was like, oh, God, I'm in the naughty aisle.
Imagine the sign above says like digestive aids.
Yeah.
You know, Band-Aids. Naughty aisle.
No, I was just buying time. Like, I was just, like, waiting. They were kind of in the area that I needed to get to, and I didn't want to make it weird for them or for me. And I was just waiting, and I realized I'm waiting right in front of all the domers and everything.
Oh, no.
It's like, I'm right
You're
there.
You're living up to your name.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They're like, saw Chuck the Freak in the naughty aisle.
Yeah, he was in the naughty aisle. Oh, it was terrible.
He was just waiting there, just staring at the stuff.
I just waited for them to mosey on out.
Yeah, it does live up to you, their expectations of you, I'm sure. You were probably way more embarrassed than they were.
Mm.
They didn't have a problem with it. Would you want... I kind of... Listen, as a dad with two boys, I'm okay with age verification. I think there's some stuff out there they shouldn't see until they reach
listen,
a certain age.
Believe me, I know there should be something like this. I don't know how they implement it. This is the first time I've seen them implement it in a way that you didn't have to link a credit card to. And I always just...
That seems
very,
so sketchy.
I'm very wary about anything like that. Mm. You know? I'm wary about that. Like Lisa said, there's a lot of privacy concerns. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different concerns.
Right. Yeah. I get that. I would love to find a way where they're still able to do it without stealing all our identification.
And I will say this. I think that in the porn realm, there is a legitimate age registering company that started that they've tried to do this for years and years and years. And I just don't think porn companies, they're like, listen, that's a great idea, but we're not going to partner up with you,
right.
You know, because we get free. We don't care where the views are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
Then a country steps up like. You know, Britain and says, hey, we're making this country.
Yeah.
So can't you block things on your computer from your kids seeing it, or you can't block everything? I don't know. Like, I'm not.
I defy you to block anything.
But
yeah, you can block.
I thought
you
that they had parental controls or
well, we do. And
some
that device
sort of thing.
That I have, the circle device, it's supposed to, you can filter out adult content.
Yeah.
Right. I still feel like there's ways around that.
Yeah.
Stuff slips through.
Probably. Yeah.
It's or their buddies come over with their devices.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact is you can, through creative search titles, get around most blocks.
And I don't want to be Nazi dad. I just want them to know there's, like, they shouldn't just obsess over it and just, you know. Mm. I want there to be a nice happy medium.
Yeah,
right.
But it's hard to do that. Anyway, so this starts beginning of next month in the UK. Everyone will have to have ID to obtain these porn sites. Someone called them the frequent fapping card.
This is my frequent fapping card.
Oh, yes.
You're a frequent fapping.
I sure am. Gold member.
Look at all the points Chuck got.
I'm platinum. This is
the highest rated.
I'm the black card.
You would.
I've never even seen one. They're metal.
A metal black card.
Yeah, sorry.
That would be his board card.
Oh, man, you have to be invited into that, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.